Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Dr. Greg Kiefer is an assistant professor of management in the Houston Baptist University's Archie W. Dunham College of Business. He earned his bachelor's and MBA from HBU, and then he went on to work in the corporate world. He recently completed his doctorate, and he's come back home to HBU, this time as professor. Wow, what a journey.
Well, thank you for having me here today.
Did you ever think when you're doing your BA that you'd be back with your doctorate in the College of Business?
Absolutely not.
And so Archie Dunham obviously is such an incredible business leader, and what an honor for the business college to be named after such a great businessman and a great Christian. Tell us about your story.
So specifically here at Houston Baptist, it's kind of a family tradition. We're turning it more so to the family tradition. My sister graduated here with her undergraduate and master's as well. And as you mentioned, I graduated in 1996, which was a long time ago, with my BBA and CISM. We had a double major system at the time, an MBA in 1997. Met my wife literally outside the studio here. She says we met at a record store, but we actually met out here. So if she watches the podcast, it'll be on record that we met outside the studio.
There you go.
So, the traditional college experience here at Houston Baptist 20 plus years ago, and it was a wonderful experience. I still think back to those days and have numerous friends from the fraternity perspective, but also classes. And many of the professors I had, including Lou Marcos and Rusty Brooks, are still here.
Yep.
And vibrant and teaching and influential. Influencing the next generation. So it's wonderful to be back.
And so when you went in the corporate world, where'd you go?
It was a little company called Dynamic Marketing Services back in 1996. That organization grew through joint ventures and purchases and buyouts over the years. The latest iteration is called Wunderman Data Management, and it's owned by a company in London called WPP. It's one of the largest advertising and marketing agencies in the entire world.
And so the focus on your doctoral work.
So it's in human resource development, and the dissertation is dealing with the measurement and variance. It's a very statistical quantitative analysis, but talking about the differences between how people perceive work engagement at work and based upon their generation association. So I was looking at baby boomers versus millennials and how they engage at work and if they understand that concept the same or not.
Well, that sounds very interesting to me.
It's one line if you want to read it.
is there a difference, just sidebar here, of millennials and their approach to and commitment to work and those that are of other?
I think when you read the literature, many people will say there is a definite difference. Mm-hmm. And if you think of, you and your children, my children are obviously not in the millennial generation, but they're different. But you influence them very heavily. I was brought up, and the first president I remember is Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And so that was such a heavy, pivotal time of change within the country that those are the social influences that you have. My children were brought up under Barack Obama. We're now under the Trump administration.
Right.
So they see that change, that social change that's happening right now. Those are the things that we define generations in the normal social context. But I think when you get into work, we talk about generations, but everyone has to work together, regardless of a generational association. And that's where this study, like I was doing with the measurement and variance, looking at the different attitudes that people have at work and for work engagement, those are the literature points that were brought out that says within those particular segments of work, those individuals may or may not be different. But the intent of the study was to look at it from a highly quantitative standpoint to statistically say they are or they are not different. Turned out they're not different.
Wow, interesting. Now, where did you do your doctoral work?
University of Texas at Tyler.
Okay, nice East Texas country.
Deep East Texas, yes.
I've been to Tyler many times. Tell us about the odyssey after getting your doctorate done to come back to HBU.
Well, it was actually about the same journey at the same time. I completed the doctorate just last year, and so I was on full-time staff, had begun adjunct work this time last year in 2017, and came on the full-time staff before I had completed the dissertation.
And was it your plan to come back to HBU?
It was my calling to come back.
It was your calling.
Not my plan by any means whatsoever.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because there is a uniqueness to the faculty at HBU. Yes. I mean, we have very outstanding, trained faculty, but all of them embrace that confessional statement, Jesus is Lord. But I've gotten to know many of them have deep faith walks, mm-hmm. and that certainly affects, I think, gives an added advantage to the education here at HBU.
It definitely does, yes.
So tell us about your story.
So if you rewind 5 or 6 years and being in the corporate world at that time, I said, what's next? What is next and what happens after this corporate world? And from the perspective that at some point, especially for me after I became a father, you start worrying less about yourself and you start worrying more about the individuals around you and specifically your children. That change, that mindset change, started me down the process of thinking, what's next? How can I support my children going forward? Not just from a financial standpoint, but from a social perspective or from a fatherly perspective, those types of things. And that influenced not only the work perspective at Warnerman, because we were starting an internship program from grassroots perspective at that time. So we were bringing in many individuals that were still in college at the time, whereas we had not had those individuals at the office prior. So having influence over those individuals, the next generation of workers, was really the catalyst. Came to a career fair here at work, reconnected with Dr. Brooks up in the College of Business, and started a wonderful mentorship and friendship with him that he provided guidance about how to go about a doctorate degree, how to go about switching careers, if that was the eventual mindset.
And so what your faith experience, what is it?
I grew up in a Southern Baptist church. I attended First Baptist of Richmond and Rosenberg many years ago. My parents still live down in Sugar Land.
Yeah.
And everybody's locally, thankfully, from that perspective. My father-in-law is a retired minister. He retired approximately 2 years ago. And so the good thing about that is we have openness so they can come to Sugar Creek Baptist where we're at, or we'll attend with them to Second Baptist or wherever it is now.
Sure, sure. Give us an overview of the Archie Dunham College of Business at HBU.
Okay. It's a wonderful program. I cannot speak enough about how the program and the College of Business is geared for the Houston market and for the Christian worldview. If you think about the graduate business program specifically, we have 3 different programs currently. We're expanding more into the future, of course. But an MBA, Master's of Business Administration, a Master's of International Business in my program, which is the Master of Science in Human Resource Management. Those programs are geared towards the Houston market, are geared towards the curriculum that really drives what Houston is about. Houston is unique on the world stage. If you look at the size of the city, the types of employees that we have within the city, it's unique comparatively to other cities within the nation. We're such a multicultural city that the employees that we have here and the employers demand that. They demand people that are able to be able to understand what it means to be an international employee. Even if you're a local person working at a local company, there's still a global impact to those things. And the curriculum that we have, and specifically within the HRM program, is fully aligned with the Society of Human Resource Management. They have a very specific curriculum that they state out for those types of programs. They're one of only a few dozen programs within the country that fully align with the SHRM curriculum mandates.
What is the opportunity to getting a degree at the Archie Dunham College of Business here at HBU? What kind of opportunities does it allow or open up vocationally?
It depends on why the student is here. And thinking about it as to why does someone go back and gain a higher level degree? Many students will go straight through from an undergraduate degree to a graduate degree. And that's encouraged. There's nothing wrong with that. Many individuals will say, well, some of those individuals need to wait out and have several years of work experience to be able to add into the classroom discussion to be able to gain what they need to gain out of the graduate business degree. My experience has been not necessarily. So some of them, yes, but many of them are able to go straight through because they do bring that perspective that if you've been in the business world for 20 or 30 years or coming back to the classroom, you might be set in your ways. And that new generation of students going straight through are able to question the status quo. There's other individuals that perhaps are trying to advance their career and say, I am at a point, I'm a director or a VP within my organization, but I want to be at the next level. And so they're coming back to gain a MBA or MSHRM degree to be able to advance themselves into the next level of their organization. Other individuals are really looking for a career change. And they're using these types of degrees as leverage to be able to have the ability to switch into a different type of organization, different type of career, or whatever their purpose of change is.
When students leave the Archie Dunham College of Business, what kind of fields, vocational fields, do they enter? And that's a broad question.
It is a broad question, and you have to consider the Houston market.
Right.
And many, many of the students are within oil and gas, of course.
Right.
Many are within accounting firms, not necessarily doing accounting, but if you look at the HRM program that we have, HR is required at virtually every company that's out there.
Right.
And so you can be a generalist from a human resource perspective and work across industries. So individuals are able to switch from oil and gas from an accounting firm into an advertising firm if they need to do so. Otherwise, the world is open because HR is very general, and that's one of the very powerful things about it. One thing that we always try to convey to the students is that we're not trying to prepare them to be just an HR manager or just an HR director at the organization or wherever they're going to use this degree. We want them to have a seat at the executive table, and that's what we're trying to prepare them to do. Whether they want to have an executive seat at the table because they are an executive that at that organization now, or because they are in a consultancy role, pitching and doing work in a consultancy fashion for an executive board.
Now, Houston is unique in that many in the business community and many in upper management are very committed believers.
Yes.
And it's unique from a lot of other cities across America. Can you speak to that?
It is, and that's where HBU fills a highly needed niche within the academic community from the perspective because we do have, you know, world-class leaders and world-class organizations and institutions here in Houston. We need to train the next generation of those leaders to fulfill and follow those individuals into a Christ-centered organizational management mindset.
So if you were guiding a student right now looking at the way the world is changing, how would you guide them if they were coming to the College of Business? What field would you steer them in?
Carefully is the first thing to think about that. Each student is unique. Each student has their own background, their own experience, whether they're from local Houston or from overseas. And so that's the grounding that you have to start at, Jerry, is you have to say, where is this person coming from? What is their background? What's their experience on those sides? The context of that graduate person is such a highly needed thing to understand right from the beginning. Because if they're coming in to be able to go straight through in a degree program, an MBA program might be appropriate. Or if they're looking, if they have an interest in HR, going into an HRM program might be important for them as well. Comparatively, international business is very strong. If they have already international experience working for an international corporation, and they are an international student, that might be a leverage that they can apply with an MBA or an NIV degree.
And is it recommended that they secure an undergraduate degree, get into the business community a little bit before they come back and get an MBA, or as you stated a moment ago, those that get in and just keep rolling all the way to a postgraduate degree?
And I do think there's two schools of thought. There's the people that say you should never allow an individual to come straight through. The other school of thought is that it's fine for certain individuals. I did that. I went straight through. I literally graduated May 18th, started working on May 20th at Dynamic Marketing Services and started my MBA program in early June. So I did not have a vacation between them and graduate. Many individuals can be successful doing that. I believe they have to have a business mindset to begin with, and the business degree definitely helps. We do have a requirement that as part of the core curriculum, you have to have a business degree to go straight into the core curriculum. Otherwise, there are leveling courses from that perspective. And the intention with that is to say, if you are not a business-oriented person, i.e. with a business undergraduate degree, then there are leveling courses to make sure that you're successful by the time you get into the core curriculum.
You know, it's worth restating. Can you just give the profile of Archie Dunham and how the school was named after him? And
so Archie W. Dunham is the benefactor for the Archie W. Dunham College of Business. Fortunately, he's speaking, you know, frequently here on campus, and students get a chance to meet him. He's an executive within the Houston business landscape and has been for numerous years. Is very active on campus, and at some point in the past, I think it was about 2 years ago, provided a nice gift to the university, and that's why the school is named after him.
That's great. Tell us, if you would, Greg, about the faculty that's at the College of Business at HBU.
Impressive. And that's one of the reasons I'm here is, mm-hmm. you know, I wanted to go work for a university that I would be challenged by my peers. And HBU is definitely that. HBU is my only choice, my first choice. And so it was, you know, it was fortuitous that HBU does have solid faculty from the start. So therefore, that decision and God's calling was very clear that says, Greg, you're going to go to HBU. Just follow my path. Let the doors open and let the doors close behind you as well. The faculty, and let's start with, you know, Dr. Brooks. He's been here for 30 plus years, and I had him as an undergraduate. He is a phenomenal teacher, phenomenal instructor, phenomenal mentor, but also an academic researcher. Other individuals within the university have long tenure, and that's a very important thing to be able to look at the university and say, who are my instructors? Who are those individuals? Are they only recent individuals, recent entries into the university? Or can I look at someone and say, that person's been here for 10 plus years or 20 plus years. I have a comfort level in the classroom learning from that type of individual because I understand they know the material, they know how to do research, they know the academic perspective, they may have the professional experience as well, but they also have the tenure of the university to be able to add what the university is to the classroom.
And if you reduce down the features and the advantages and the benefits of the Archie Dunham College of Business at HBU, what would be the cliff notes of those?
Robust and rigorous and definitely challenging. Specifically when you get into the graduate level, it's not just a checklist of projects that you have to do or readings that you have to do. The richness of our programs comes through the actual in-class discussion or the online discussion forums or whatever the media or channel may be at that time. The collaboration that the students bring in, because we do have many working professionals that are, for example, within the HR world, they are HR directors, HR VPs that are in classroom.
Right.
And so you can gain a lot just by the textbook readings, gain from the article readings and everything on those lines. Where you get the richness is that classroom discussion, that online discussion to bring in those experiences from those individuals. How have they solved the problems in the past? How have these programs that we're learning about in the textbook worked or not worked at their various organizations?
We're talking to Dr. Greg Kiefer, and he is the Assistant Professor of Management in the HBU Archie W. Dunham College of Business at Houston Baptist University. And you can learn more about it by going to hbu.edu/business. Obviously, you can call 281-649-3211 and ask for someone to talk to about the College of Business. Now, you have also, within the fraternity of the Business College, regular inspirational meetings with one of your colleagues. What is it, the Christian, give me the name for it. I mean, I forget that where all the business community comes together.
Here's the Center for Christianity and Business.
Yeah, and so how has that worked in allowing students to see, I mean, true life people who aren't theorists that are really doing it and fighting the battle every day and winning in the business sector?
Right, and wonderful point. The majority of individuals that attend those functions are going to be business practitioners and business leaders within our community. And the cultural expanse that we have within those individuals and the range of experience that we have within those individuals is where the power of that community really comes in. We generally have at least two lectures per year to what we have a lunch on campus, then followed by a lecture, and the first is this week. It's good timing that you're asking about that. We'll have those individuals on campus, and from the luncheon perspective, it's a wonderful networking perspective for the students to come in, and students are able to attend the luncheon, and they're also able to attend the lectures that follow the luncheon, to be able to network and mingle with these business practitioners and business leaders within the community, but also hear directly from the speaker. Archie W. Dunham is being interviewed by Dr. Sloan.
Yeah.
That's going to be a very rich lecture.
Greg, I want you to speak to that prospective student that may be listening today who says, man, I'd love to get into business, but I don't know if I could take all those tests. And I don't know if I could, you know, Greg sounds so intelligent. I don't know if I'm as smart as him.
Well, definitely I'm not smart. So from that perspective, I'm very persistent, but I'm not smart. To me, the business is about persistence. It's about having a logical mindset and being able to attack problems and being able to say, I'm not going to back down from a problem and have fear of the unknown. Many individuals in business have a lot of fear when they're working and doing things. And the fear generally prohibits them from doing great things. When you trust in God, when you pray and say, God, this is not mine. This is nothing for me. This is nothing what I'm doing. Show me the direction. Show me how to do these things. When you give your trust in the Lord, the business landscape is easy. I'm not saying it's not difficult because you still have to do the work, but it's easy from the fear perspective to allow God to guide your decisions on that side.
Well, and I will say, you know, although some people think it's just some kind of rhetoric we use, but I've met many, many outstanding businessmen all over the world and all over the nation. And to most that I've interacted with, faith is a huge component.
Yes.
I can't imagine having the stresses of business and not having a spiritual cushion of faith in Jesus Christ, the opportunity to pray, the fellowship of other men and women, and of course, if you're married, the commitment to a spouse. I can understand how businessmen get strung out on drugs and all kinds of things and become alcoholics. And, you know, someone said no one ever died saying, I wish I spent more time at the office.
No.
And the balance has to come, and we do learn balance by studying the life of our Lord.
Correct.
So the spiritual part is important. How is that imparted in the business courses at HBU?
So you have to start from somewhere. And fortunately, right, with Houston Baptist, we're unapologetically, we start with Christ. Christ is why we're here. It's the only reason why we're here. And if you're looking for a truth in your life, the only center and the only truth is Jesus Christ. And so our teachings stem from one single truth. We're not derivatives of this or that or anything else or different philosophies coming in or different angles of things coming in. We start with a single truth. Now, we can branch out in multiple directions to talk about the various subject matters and different materials, but if you have that single truth to rely upon, to base everything upon, that's where the power of a Houston Baptist education really comes in.
Well, we are so delighted that you are part of our team.
Thank
and
you.
So many people here at HBU tip their hat and say, thank you, Greg, for your perseverance. Dr. Greg Kiefer is an assistant professor of management in the HBU Archie W. Dunham College of Business here at Houston Baptist University. And he can help sharpen you, and I guarantee you, you probably would take a phone call from some student, prospective student.
Definitely.
Somebody challenging.
That's why I'm here.
maybe deciding to move to the next level. And I think there comes a time that we all decide, hey, I can do more. Kind of let's get ourselves, get off our blessed assurance, so to speak, and get moving. You can learn more about the HBU College of Business at hbu.edu/business. And then please call admissions at 281-649-3211. Dr. Kiefer, we're delighted to have you today on Think About It, and we look forward to visiting with you in the future.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.